三章第十一節
Concerning the Lord's return
是關於主再來的第三章第十一節我必快來你要持守你所有的免得人奪去你的冠冕
What does the Lord say? Behold, I come quickly He wants to come quickly
大家看看主說看啊我要快來主是想來的
He wants to come because He loves us so much He wants to come back to us
主是想回来因为他是这么爱我们他很想再回来。
But we are the ones holding up the whole thing.
但我们是拖延整件事。
The gospel has yet to be preached to the ends of the earth.
福音是要传到去其他的地方先。
Preach that is with his power, not just that somebody heard something.
要传福音是用他的能力不是只是说人家听到福音就算。
Now in the last chapter of Revelation,
而在启示录的最后的一章
This word quickly comes three times
而这个字呢快来呢是出现了三次
Verse 7
第七节
Behold I am coming quickly
看啊我必快来
And blessed is he who keeps the words of this book
凡遵守这书上预言的有福了
Verse 12
第十二节
Behold I am coming quickly
看啊我必快来
And my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work.
赏罚在我，要照各人所行的报应他。
And the third time we find at the very end of the book.
第三次呢，就在这本书的最后那里了。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
The Lord Jesus says, He who testifies to these things says, Surely I am coming quickly.
主耶稣在这里说，证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。
And the response, what is our response to that?
而我们的反应是什么呢?
Can we say what is said here?
我们可不可以好像这里这样一起的回应呢?
Amen.
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣啊,你来。
Not like the authorized version, which is an error here.
不是好像一个的译本。
Authorized version, the English version, which says, Amen, even so.Come, Lord Jesus. There is no even so in the Greek. I never could understand what even so means.
而在英文的译本呢，是多了两个字呢，好像这样 even so， 其实是没的。
I rather dislike those words even so because it means you are coming. Well, okay, even so,come, Lord Jesus.
我不喜欢这两个字，因为呢，它表达的心情好像哦，主啊，你来啊，哦，如果这样，好了，你来了。
I don't know who invented those words. I look in the Greek New Testament, there's no such thing as even so.
我不知道呢，谁发明这两个字的，因为呢，在希腊的新约的译本呢，是没有的。
So I took the point, took my pen and crossed it out in my Bible, in my English Bible.
所以我拿支笔呢，擦咗去。
What the word says there is, Amen, come.Lord Jesus, that's what the Greek says.
而在那里说的，在希腊文说的话，阿门，主耶稣，你来吧。
Our message is over.
我们的信息完了。
I pray that God will help you to capture this glorious vision of the new society.
我希望神呢会帮你掌握到呢这个这么荣耀新的社会的意象。
I invite you.
我邀请你。
To work with me and above all with the Lord.
同我一起同工啊，唔单止我，而同主耶稣一起同工。
To build His church.
去建立教会。
The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace and joy.
神嘅国系公义、和平同埋喜乐。
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
系藉住圣灵嘅大能。
That means that when you are engaged together with us, you and me.All of us together building his church, we will experience the power of his Holy Spirit.
即是话，如果你同埋我哋大家一齐同工嘅话，你一定会经历到圣灵呢个能力。
There are so many Christians who have never really experienced God's power.
有好多基督徒，佢哋冇真正经历过神嘅能力。
They ask why?
佢哋问点解
？It's because you are not engaged in his work.
因为你都冇同佢一齐同工。
I promise you something.
我应承你一啲嘢。
On the basis of God's word.
但系照住主嘅说话。
That when you become actively engaged in building His church.
如果你好活跃咁样去一齐建立主嘅教会。
As what Paul called the co-workers with God.
就系好似保罗所讲神嘅同工。
You are going to experience God in a new way.
你会喺一个新嘅方面去经历到神。
You will experience His resurrection power.
你会经历到佢复活嘅能力。
And God will become very real to you.
而神对你嚟讲会好真实。
That's why you often hear me sharing about my experiences of God.
所以你成日都听到咧，我同你哋分享经历到神嘅嘢。
Is it because I'm better than you?
系咪因为我比你哋好咧
？Not at all.
唔系一啲都唔系。
I tell you honestly, I am not one little bit better than any of you.
我对你哋好坦白咁样讲，我系一啲都唔系比你哋大家更
加。And if anybody tells you that I am better, you don't believe that.
如果有人对你讲我系好啲，唔好信。
Because it's not true.
因为唔系真嘅。
The truth is, we are all the same.
嗰个真相系大家都系一样。
But there is one difference.
但系有一个分别。
I am 100% involved in building His church.
我是100%咧去投入建立教会。
That is why I experience the Lord.
所以我经历到神。
And you have to do it in His way, not in my way. If I did it my way, I wouldn't experience anything either.
而当然啦，你要用佢嘅方法去做，唔系用我嘅方法去做。
If I were building the Lord's church with my wisdom, the Lord wouldn't look at me.
如果我是用自己的智慧去建立教会，主是不会望我。
But if you and I together build His church, as it says here, in the Holy Spirit.
如果你同我就好似呢度所讲，系用圣灵嘅能力去建立教会。
You will experience miracles.
你会经历到奇迹。
Amazing things.
亦都会一啲奇妙嘅事。
Well, in this camp, you already experienced something.
而喺呢一个营，你已经经历咗啲嘢啦。
Remember?
记唔记得
？Last night, this hall was booked by another group.
记唔记得？琴晚呢一个 hall 咧，本来系有另外个团体咧想用。
The last minute, they turned over the hall. They said, "We don't need it. You can use it."
但系最尾咧，佢哋就唔需要再用呢个 hall， 所以就俾咗我哋用。
So we were able to continue our question and answer.
所以我哋能够咧再继续我哋嘅问题解答时间。
I noticed that the camp coordinators were quite amazed at this unexpected event.
我留意到咧，系筹划嗰啲童工咧，嗰个筹委会咧，佢哋觉得好惊讶。
But as you walk with the Lord, you will experience many more wonderful things day by day.
但当你真的与神同行的时候你会经历到更加多的东西每一日。
So let us go out of this camp.
所以当我们离开这个营的时候
,understanding clearly how to hasten His coming.
我们明白到怎样去催促祂的再来。
To pray with our hearts.
去用我们的心灵祷告。
To do His will.
去做祂的旨意。
To preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
亦都将福音传到地极。
Through building the church that is able to carry the gospel to the ends of the earth.
透过咧去建立教会，因为教会能够将福音带到去周围。
Because there will be a light shining in the darkness.
因为咁样咧，就会有一个光系从黑暗中咧照耀出嚟。
Paul's strategy in bringing the gospel to the ends of the earth was very simple.
保罗咧，佢将福音传遍天下嘅策略咧系好简单。
He went out and he established churches.
他出去去建立很多教会。
Here he would establish one, there he would, everyone is a small group.
这里他会建立一间，那里建立一间，但每一间都是一个小小的组别。
And that meant that this little society of God was being established in each of these little centers.
即是说神那个新的社会是在每一度都有被建立的。
And they were like little stars shining in the darkness of that time.
他们就好像在当时的一些明亮的星星一样在照耀。
And after Paul had passed through a few years later, if you look at the map again,
如果当保罗再过几年他再经过的时候当你看地图
In all that darkness, you will see light here, light here, light here, light there.
就是在这些黑暗的之中你会看到不同的一点点的光。
And as the years went by, there were more and more lights in the middle of the darkness.
而当时间再过去的时候会有更加多的光会出现。
Until as I told you, by the 4th century, the light outshone even the Roman Empire.
直至到我讲俾大家听啦，喺第五世纪嘅时候咧，佢嘅光咧甚至咧系高过罗马帝国。
Can it be done in this generation?
喺佢嘅时候可唔可以做得到咧
？Certainly can be.
当然可以。
But it depends on you and me.
但系咧要视乎你同埋我。
Let us be quiet before God in prayer.
让我哋喺主嘅面前祷告安静。